then you have the plain donut. I think the plain one was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they like Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts. You know, there's all sorts of bells and whistles and spangles and whatever you can get on the donut. I found those to be inferior to just the plain old classic round sinker that they produce.
Although the jelly-filled was not so bad. Not so bad.
Well, now, do you sit there and eat them? Is this an atmospheric, charming, lovely?
Well,
not
no.
so much.
You take them in the car and you eat them. And in fact, when we were there last, we were leading our annual road food trip through Texas Hill Country. We take two busloads of people through our favorite places to eat. And Round Rock was actually suggested by Stephen Rushmore, who's our partner on the website.
You know, this was the Round Rock donuts and the several dozens that we ate there were our appetizer
for
a day of eating barbecued brisket and hot sausages.
Hey, guys, thank you.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye, Lynn.
One donut a day, and everything's gonna be okay. Eat a donut a day, and everything's gonna be okay.
Jane and Michael Stern are the authors of Two for the Road. Now, you can hear the Sterns here every week, but you can check out their